This year's Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to Muhammad Yunus and his Grameen Bank for their pioneering work in microfinance, that's lending money to the poorest of the world's poor. Most of that money comes from philanthropic groups, but that's beginning to change. High-tech millionaires are providing venture capital, as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Mike Murray, a former senior executive at Microsoft, remembers the first time he met Muhammad Yunus. Though Murray had never heard of Yunus, he was immediately struck by the intelligence and commitment of the Bangladeshi banker.
At the time, he was working with 2.5 million women in 40,000 villages, providing these tiny little $50 to $100 microcredit loans, and they would lift themselves out of poverty.
A woman might use the loan to buy a sewing machine. After a year, she'd own the machine and could expand her business. Yunus explained she'd be able to buy healthier food for her kids, uniforms so they could go to school, and so much more.
The whole thing was extraordinarily interesting to me because I'm an inherent champion of free market economics. And here he was using the same principles at the bottom of the economic pyramid and answering a question I'd always had in the back of my mind, which was, what about this horrible poverty all around the world? What are we going to do with it? He told me right there.
Today, Murray is the chairman of Unitas, a nonprofit microlending accelerator. It provides seed money along with technical and managerial expertise to help microlending institutions grow and become self-sustaining. In India, for example, one Unitas partner has seen its portfolio grow from 7,000 loans to more than 300,000. Unitas also sponsors a microcredit investment fund for high-wealth individuals. Pierre Omidyar, the founder of eBay, is one investor. Last year, the eBay founder gave Tufts University a $100 million gift to create a microfinance investment fund. But perhaps the most important development came this past September. Pension fund giant Tiaa-Cref bought $43 million worth of stock in a global microfinance fund. It was the first investment of its kind, says David Satterthwaite, the CEO of a microbank lending in Central America.
Pension funds are really the holy grail in terms of investment capital because they're so big and they invest over the long term. So to see a top 10 global pension fund make a direct investment in a microbank was a very, very big deal, and that's why I call it the watershed moment in terms of microfinance turning the corner towards a more commercial approach.
10 years ago, there were perhaps only a dozen microfinance institutions that could provide financial returns that would be attractive to commercial investors. Today, there are many more, says Shari Berenbach, executive director of the nonprofit Calvert Foundation, a socially responsible investment organization.
People will often say there's anywhere from 100 to 200 of the 10,000 microfinance groups where you can invest and have some level of confidence.
Individual investors using mainstream brokers can put as little as $1,000 into a Calvert Foundation microlending fund, earning a guaranteed rate of return of up to 3%. There has been some debate over the wisdom of for-profit investing in microfinance. Some have suggested that while philanthropists are focused on the borrowers and their best interests, for-profit lenders might not be. But Scott Buddy of Tiaa-Cref says it doesn't have to be an either-or proposition.
There are examples of profitable microfinance organizations that have maintained a strong social focus.
Buddy adds there isn't enough philanthropic capital to go around, so it makes sense for microlenders to turn to private capital.
That enables microfinance to reach more people, to expand the range of lending services that they offer, to expand in other countries and other regions. So the commercial approach has some really significant benefits to it.
Meanwhile, Mike Murray of Unitas envisions the day in the not-too-distant future when employees everywhere can choose to invest in microlending as part of their individual retirement accounts. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.